It's time for the Passion to Profits Weekly Tip with Megan Tull, providing powerful business tools and strategies that will allow you to turn your passion into a highly profitable business that you love. Here's Megan.
Hey, Megan here. Welcome to this week's episode of your Passion to Profits Weekly Tip. Today I'm going to be talking about a very powerful tool that I've been using for well over 10 years now, and it really is just such a great way to assist you on getting clear on your goals and your vision for your future. So I'm going to talk about some of the personal benefits of keeping a journal. So the first one is writing, helping you to get into the habit. So if you're keen on any form of writing, from short stories to blog posts, then keeping a journal can help you establish the habit of writing on a regular basis. Knowing that no one but you will read your words means you don't have to worry about making them perfect. Some people prefer to write in a journal first thing in the morning while it's fresh, and others like to record their thoughts about the day just before bed. So it's up to you on how you want to do that. Another benefit is insight. You'll get to learn about yourself. So we learn about the world outside of us by reading, but we learn about the world inside by writing. If you keep a journal for any length of time, you'll surprise yourself, especially if you look back over previous weeks and months. You know, you'll get to see what topics obsessed you and what patterns you can or can't break. What resolutions were you constantly making on a Monday only to maybe have forgotten by Friday? You can even use your journal to discover what your dream life or business would look like. Another benefit is catharsis, working through problems. When faced with hard decisions that have to be made, writing can help you solve them, giving you fresh ideas and perspectives. The result might not be that you accept the difficult times, or it might be that you actually realize a whole new aspect to the situation. Just like having a good cry, writing in a journal is cathartic, leaving you calmer and feeling more able to deal with things. Another benefit is recognizing your achievements, looking back on what you've done. Sometimes we look back on the weeks and months and wonder what actually happened. Were we just living on autopilot? Sometimes it just seems to slip away, right? But if you write down what you achieved on a regular basis, then you're going to be able to go back and look and see, you know, different projects you've accomplished, or maybe passing, you know, certification, or taking a new class. Maybe you started a project like a blog, or started writing your book, started a painting, whatever it is, you're going to be able to see what you've achieved by looking back in your journal and notice that you have had many successes along the way. So public benefits of keeping a journal are you're going to have a record of your life at all times. So you may never become famous, but if you do, your journal or excerpts from your journal can actually be published. And you may end up becoming well-known because of your journal. Look at Anne Frank, right? So another public benefit of keeping a journal is a gift for future generations. You know, so you can actually have a, you know, your legacy written in your journal. And family members can take a look at, you know, what you've done, what your life was like, but then also see how things have changed, you know, throughout the years. Clothes, entertainment, technology, food, politics, all kinds of things. So a great way to utilize a journal is by really getting clear on your purpose, your talents, and your passion. So those are three great things to write about. So for example, your purpose you know, what's needed in the world that you are uniquely poised to provide. Your talents, you know, discovering what your gifts are. And then your passion, what do you love to do? What fires you up? What really makes you excited? So in order to truly be fulfilled in your life and the work that you do, understanding your talents, your passions, and the gifts that you have, this is a great way to really discover what your purpose is, right? So journaling about those things are really powerful. The first step is to actually get yourself a journal, right? So you buy a journal, a special book. I highly recommend having something nice that you enjoy writing in. And then you can make sure you have, a schedule of when you're going to be doing it. Are you going to do it in the morning? Are you going to do it in the evening? But, you know, making it a habit. And then this is what I recommend in terms of topics to write about. So a great thing is to really kind of think about when you're a kid and what you're passionate about. Because I think sometimes we get so caught up in our day-to-day lives that we almost lost the excitement or passion for life. So you can write about when I was 10, I was passionate about. And then you can start writing about that topic. That's a really fun topic to write about. Another fun topic is talking about your ideal day. So what would you like to see yourself doing day to day? Maybe you're envisioning, you know, your career or business, what that would look like. Being really specific is key here. And a third topic you can write about is just freely writing on the topic of I want. So the great thing is there's no wrong or right, right? So everything you write about is just going to allow you to just kind of tap into your higher power, your inner guidance, and, you know, start getting clear on your path moving forward and what you truly want. So journaling is so, so powerful. I highly encourage you to take advantage of it. So I'm going to challenge you to go out, if you don't already have one, to go out and get a new journal. And I'd love to hear back from you about your experience with journaling and give me examples of how it's actually helping you become clearer. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And I want to invite you over to my website at megantoll.com to take advantage of all the wonderful tools and success resources that you can tap into there and free gifts. So again, that's megantoll.com. And until next time, be courageous, take inspired action, and share your gifts with the world. See you next week. Bye-bye.
This has been your Passion to Profits Weekly Tip with Megan Toll. Megan provides corporate training, business coaching, and keynote speeches to propel you and your team to peak performance. To receive more business tips or information on Megan, visit megantoll.com. That's megantoll.com.